Welcome to the OU's Nach Yomi. I am Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be learning Mizmor Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir Lama'alos, a song of the ascents. What are these ascents? Rashi on the previous psalm, which is the first in the series of psalms beginning Shir Lama'alos, has two explanations. In his first, the more literal one, he says, "Sheyomru halavim oso al chamesh esrei malos hayordos me'ezros Yisrael ad ezros nashim." The Levim, the Levites, recited this psalm on the 15 steps that descended from the court of Israel to the women's court in the temple. V'yeshkan tesvav shir shal hamalos, shal shir hamalos, and there are here 15 psalms entitled Shir Hamalos, Song of the Ascents, corresponding to these 15 levels in the temple. The second explanation involves the waters of the deep rising and falling, and it's far more esoteric, and it's clearly meant to be symbolic. You can take a look at that story in the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. And I'm sorry if Rabbi Marilis covered this yesterday. This is the first Mizmor that I'm doing, and I'm recording it in advance, so I don't know if he covered it or not. So, Shir Lama'alos, a song of the ascents. Esau Enai El Heharim. I lift my eyes to the mountains, expectantly. Me'ayin yovo isri, where will my help come from? Or another interpretation of me'ayin is from nowhere. When all looks bleak, our help seemingly comes out of nowhere. Ezri, me'im Hashem, my help comes from God. Oseh shamayim v'aretz, he's the one who made heaven and earth. The Radak explains that if we turn towards the mountain expecting Errol Flynn or Zorro or somebody to swoop down and save us, then we're going to be sadly disappointed. Salvation only comes from Hashem. Ayitain lamot raglecha, he will not let your foot slip. Even though we're in exile and it seems as if we've been abandoned, God is still watching over us and providing us with divine providence. Ayanum shomrecha, your guardian will not nap. Yonum is a light sleep. God doesn't even nod off. Hine lo yonum velo yishan. So yonum is a light sleep, and yishan is a deeper sleep. So behold, he neither dozes nor sleeps. If God doesn't even nap, it goes without saying that he doesn't turn in for the night. God is wide awake all the time. So who neither slumbers nor sleeps? Shomer Yisrael, the guardian of Israel. God is always watching over us. The Ibn Ezra refers us to a pasuk in Parshas Vayetze. If you recall Yaakov's famous dream, in which he saw a ladder and there were angels going up and down on it. So there, in Parshas Vayetze, God says, Hinei anochi imach, ushmarticha b'chol asher teleich. Behold, I am with you, and I will guard you wherever you go. So just like here, so there God says, ushmarticha, I will watch you, Yaakov. Here, God is shomrecha, your guardian. Okay, God is the guardian. And if you recall, Yaakov was in a dream. He was clearly asleep. So he was sleeping, but God was wide awake, watching over him. It's the same thing going on here. We may sleep, but God is always standing over us, watching. Hashem Shomrecha. God is your guardian. God is your watchman. Hashem Tzilcha Ayad Yeminecha. God is the shade on your right hand, meaning that he helps us in all of our endeavors. Tzilcha, your shade, could also mean your shadow. So, God is your shadow. What does your shadow do? It copies every action that you take. Similarly, God repays us mida keneged mida, measure for measure. So, in a metaphysical sense, God is our shadow in that he copies all of our actions, giving us whatever we've earned. Whatever we do is what he'll do to us. Yomam Hashemesh lo yakeka. By day, the sun will not afflict you. We just said in the previous pasuk that God is a shadow protecting us. That's what shade protects you from. It protects you from the sun. So Hashem Tzilcha, God is your shadow or your shade. Yomam Hashemesh liyakecha, by day the sun will not afflict you because you're covered by the shade. V'yareach by laila, nor the moon by night. So I'm not 100% sure what kind of harm the moon can do. The Gemara in Psachim, Daf Kuf Yod Aleph, says that it's dangerous to sleep in the light of the moon, or more specifically, to sleep in a shadow cast by the moon. We do know that the moon controls the tides, and people are mostly water. Experts differ as to whether crime rates actually rise during a full moon, but the English word lunatic does come from lunar, so such beliefs are widespread. The Radak says that the dangers of night are the cold and the damp. So regardless, God will not let anything harm us by day or by night. So we will, metaphorically, not be struck by the sun or the moon. Hashem yishmarcha mikol ra. God will protect you from all evil. The Radak says that this means both human beings and wild animals. Yishmor es nafshecha. He will guard your soul, meaning from diseases. The Sforno says, Yishmorcha mikol ra, that God will protect you from all evil. This means from spiritual dangers, from temptation into sin. In which case, Yishmor es nafshecha, that God will guard your soul, that means as a reward in Olam Haba. As a reward for not being tempted into sin, you will have God's eternal protection for your soul. Yishmor snafshecha. Hashem yishmor tzeischa uvo'echa. God will protect you exiting, meaning when Israel goes into exile, and entering, that is when they return to the land of Israel. And when does God afford this protection? Me'ata v'ad olam. From now, from this point, going forward forever. The Targum on this pasuk is very interesting. He says, Hashem yintor mafkach. Hashem will guard your leaving. From what to what? The fragmatia, to your business dealings, umalach l'mesek baraita, and you're returning to study Torah, mehashta v'adama, now and evermore, from now and forever. So if you want to learn Torah, but you have to make a living, then you'll have siyata d'shmaya, you'll have the help of heaven, God will protect you in that time when you leave the Beis Midrash to go earn your living, until the time you're able to get back to it. The word pragmatia, which means your business obligations, appears to come from a Greek word, and I assume it's related to the English word pragmatic. The Das Mikra sees this entire psalm as a dialogue between two parties, a traveler and his friend. And the traveler says, I'm on my way, I'm off to the mountains, but where will my help come from? And his friend replies, may God protect your footsteps and not sleep. And the traveler replies, God never sleeps. And then his friend concludes by offering all the blessings for his journey. Protection from the sun and the moon, protection from man and beasts, as well as accidents, and blessings on his departure from this place until his departure in the place that he's heading to. And this interpretation fits the psalm very well, and it touches on all the various ideas relevant for a prayer for safety on the road. So it's a beautiful thought. It fits very nicely. That's Psalm Kuf Chaf Aleph, a very popular psalm recited in times of trouble, and I hope that learning it together and getting to understand it a little bit better, it's only 8 psukim, I hope that we'll say it with far more kavana, and though I hope that we'll have fewer occasions necessary to say it. Thank you for joining us at the OU's Nach Yomi, and I will see you again tomorrow when we learn Mizmor Kuf Chaf Bet.